Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Hard as it is to believe, we're coming down the wire here on 2015. And as we approach that end of the year, it's a good thing to do a year-end financial checklist. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute and Center for Retirement Studies, is here with us to talk about that checklist and to remind us what we need to be thinking about doing and considering at this year-end, because there's still time to make a difference toward long-term retirement. Catherine, what are some of the essential things people need to be thinking about?
The end of the year is a great time to take an assessment with your overall retirement savings. So if you can take a little bit of time out over the holidays, we recommend that you calculate your retirement savings goal and start making adjustments as you head into the new year that can help put you on track to a financially secure retirement.
Right. There's still time for people to do something. And I guess this pertains more to IRA savings, in addition to looking ahead into the new year in terms of what they may want to adjust.
You're absolutely right. It's a great time to think about opening an IRA if you haven't been saving for retirement. It's also a good time to check and see if you're eligible for catch-up contributions, either through your employer-sponsored plan or through an IRA. Catch-up contributions enable people age 50 and older to save above and beyond the IRS limits.
Now, and it's quite significant. I know that for 2015, the maximum annual contribution is $18,000. And if you're 50 and older, some of us may be, I'm not saying, you can set aside an additional $6,000 in catch-up contributions. I mean, that's pretty meaningful. Now, let's go back to the individual retirement accounts, the IRA. Even though the year end is approaching, the fact is you can continue to contribute to that on a tax-deferred basis well into April.
You can still open an IRA for 2015 all the way up to the April 15th tax filing date. And that would count for 2015. And if you qualify, you could also be eligible for the Savers Credit, which is a tax credit for low to moderate income workers who save for retirement in a 401k or IRA.
Well, we'll come back to the Savers Credit because it's a benefit that's often untapped by people that qualify for it. And it is a real benefit. But as we come into the final stretch of 2015, Catherine, let's cover some essential tips that people can do and should consider toward their retirement savings.
I'm going to leave you with three quick tips. The first is many people now have access to health savings accounts or HSAs through their employer-sponsored healthcare benefits or through other health benefits. Make sure that you're maxing out in terms of what you're contributing to that. Those are dollars that you're setting aside tax-free, which can help pay for healthcare expenses. The second is flexible spending accounts or FSAs. Many flexible spending accounts have a use it or lose it provision with the end of the year. So if you do have an FSA, check to make sure that you have actually depleted it so that you don't risk losing those savings. And then last but not least, make sure your beneficiary designations are up to date. Too often we hear the story about the ill-fated 401k account and the unexpected surprise where the current beneficiary was the ex-wife and not the current wife. They have a way of sneaking up on you, so it's always good to do a sanity check.
Thanks, Catherine, as always, for your helpful tips. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.